When it comes to flood insurance in Florida, most people agree on one thing. There's not enough information.
It's difficult to estimate where and how severe floods are going to be.
That's Lori Metters. She's the director of the Catastrophic Storm Risk Management Center at Florida State University. And she's not the only one who thinks that. Jay Baker runs the consulting firm Haz Group. He's also a recent retiree from Florida State University, where he studied how people react to severe weather.
For hurricanes, people are given lots and lots of information that tells them about their vulnerability to flooding from hurricanes.
Baker says in Florida, coastal residents are given maps that show how likely their property is to face flooding from hurricanes and how likely it is they'll need to evacuate. But he says for non-hurricane-related floods or river floods, it's a different story.
For river flooding, they don't have nearly as much information. There are probably some exceptions, but in general, the only information they have is these maps that the federal government prepares for the National Flood Insurance Program.
And the state's insurance commissioner, Kevin McCarty, says he'd like more information on just how the federal government is using those maps to decide how much money Floridians should be charged for their policies.
When the rates are being developed, I think it's important that the public and the states have access to that information, given the critical impact it'll have on individual homeowners, businesses, and the larger economy.
McCarty says the Federal Flood Insurance Program is really the main place that collects flood data, and the program is the main provider of flood insurance coverage in Florida. But St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says as prices climb, he wonders if Florida is being treated fairly. He's asked McCarty and the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation to look into the issue. And McCarty says it's true. Florida is carrying a heavy load under the program.
I mean, we represent 37% of the policies in that program. And if you look at it over the years, for every dollar we've put in, we've gotten a quarter back.
But McCarty says one way to address that is by opening the door wider for private insurance companies to write flood policies. To do that, he says greater transparency is needed, and he's pushing for sharing data and flood models.
I think giving that information into the private sector gives us an opportunity for us to ensure that there's a broad spectrum of interested parties that are looking at this and using that information to develop models. And with that, I think you have a better opportunity to develop competition as well as a better made model.
In the last regular legislative session, Brandis pushed legislation that made room for private insurers to start offering some flood protection in Florida. He says he'll be taking a look at it again before the coming session to see whether any cleanup or expansion is needed. Meanwhile, McCarty is supporting a piece of federal legislation offered by Florida Congressman Dennis Ross, which he says would give states more flexibility to decide which companies are suited to offer flood insurance to their citizens. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.